What the bleep happened here? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, Don and Mike Show.
Let me see, Buzz.
Yes.
Well, you're talking about pedophiles.
All right.
I don't think we mentioned today, Bobby Brown. Yeah.
How's he doing after his heart attack?
Back to smoking, Mike. Joe Pesci also coming out of retirement. I didn't know he was retired. He's doing a movie with Helen, what's her name? Mirren.
Helen Mirren?
Right.
All right.
And I'm sure you probably heard about Jimmy Kimmel. Is it next week or the week after?
A
week from today.
Regis goes on vacation. Regis Philbin. Jimmy Kimmel is going to do both Jimmy Kimmel Live and the Regis and Kelly Live show.
And?
Every day.
Right.
Yeah, it's a...
He's going to fly...
Not a stunt, though.
Yeah, he's not going to, like, do one show from one place, one show from... Right. He is going to, rather. Yeah. He's going to actually go to New York, do the morning show, get on an airplane, do his late-night show, get on an airplane, go to New York, do the morning show, get on an airplane, go to Los Angeles, do the nighttime show.
I wonder if all of that flying will make either show funny.
His show is pretty funny.
I don't watch his show as much. I think, seriously, the funniest guy on late night right now going away is Craig Ferguson. I think, absolutely, I am becoming more and more addicted to his show when I watch. Just a guy that can stand up there and be funny. I think he's very good.
Two words for you.
Mm-hmm.
Leno rules!
Leno rules.
Hold on to that. Reason is that Jimmy Kimmel is going to replace me for a full week.
Yeah. Mm.
And you're going to say, how is Jimmy going to do this? Wow. Jimmy is going to do our show Monday morning, next Monday morning, get on a plane, fly to California, do his show live that night, get on a plane, fly back here Tuesday morning, get on a plane, fly back there.
Some would say we're trying to kill Jimmy.
Why don't we put a little
Some
cat?
Some would say that,
get a little
but not
cat.
You.
Put Jimmy right over there. Put the cat over. But why is Jimmy doing that?
I don't know. I'm actually.
And incidentally,
going
you
to...
should really fly back and forth a couple of times to keep him company.
I am. I'm doing it just to see what it's like. But I'm sure
see
that
what
after
it's
the
like
first
to fly
night,
to
I will quit.
What did she mean by "I am"? Was she just being me, or what?
No, I think that somehow, at least one day of this, she's actually going to do it with him.
She's going to go out and do their show
be
and
be on
back.
The okay. Jimmy Kimmel show, then come back.
So
and
this
be
is
on
a big.
Show.
This is hatched by the execs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's an ABC thing.
I'm convinced. Yeah.
So that's the reason why Regis was pushed out the door. Well, okay.
Regis, you're happy to. We'd be happy to have you stay anytime if you want to give up your vacation.
You can
week,
give
we'd
up your vacation.
That. Yeah.
Oh no.
Give it up, baby.
No, I want to
yes,
see this.
Yes, give it up.
Anyway, that's for the Regis show.
Well, I'll look forward to watching that. Now, does that mean on Friday, are they going to rip us off, or are we going to get Jimmy Kimmel on Friday? Because that's really important. You know how they rip Regis and Kelly Lee, they screw you like that?
No. Boy, because I know what Mike is asking. Regis's regular work week is Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday.
And they always have a tool like Jeff Probst on Friday.
Or Sam Champion.
I bet that Jimmy Kimmel does it all 5 days.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'd like to see it. Because then it'd be interesting to tune in Thursday and Friday.
Sure.
When he's getting crispy.
Toasty.
Jaywalking rules!
Thank you.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
What's your beef?
In Wisconsin, a county Republican chairman has been charged with fondling an underage boy.
Oh, dear.
Don Fleischman is out on $20,000 bond. His lawyer says witnesses can help them get the case dismissed. But a 17-year-old says Fleischman gave him booze and weed. Police say they found a pipe with pot residue at Fleischman's cabin.
He prefers to be treated like a dog.
Where this
and also a toilet.
Supposedly took place. Wait, it gets worse. In Indianapolis, authorities are looking intensely for two men who forced six boys to give urine samples in a city park.
Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy.
The men were dressed as park rangers, but probably weren't. Quoting one boy's mother, he came home crying and sweaty and said, "Mom, I took a drug test." The incident was also reported by a woman who saw two men in the park in front of boys with their pants down.
Oh, dear.
Police say there have
been... Coach Dungy!
They say there have been many cases before of impersonating an officer, but never involving urine samples.
Ew.
And in Florida, in Hialeah, Florida, finally, Jose Pepe Caragol is running for city council. He endeared himself to the city of Progress with his clever, rhyming one-liners at public events. On a local Spanish-speaking TV station, he made a clever Spanish rhyme that translates loosely as, if you like oral, vote Caragol for council. The 76-year-old is not concerned about the criticism. He says it's just his humorous personality.
I mean, that is a nasty gash.
Me? I'm voting Caragol.
Sure.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Sorry, we're out of town. And we thank you, Buzz. You have to get the wrestling practice.
That's right.
So that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Mike, good luck with the Red Sox tonight.
Go Red Sox. Yeah. Thank you, Don.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow with the episode. Good day to you, sir. And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And head.
Time to go home, Charlie.
Come on, Charlie. It's time to go home. Would you like to come home accompanying an old queen?
See Peter North?
Yes, Peter North or Ron Jeremy.
Charlie.
Charlie.
Let me just end all of this by saying... Good night, Elliot Ephraim, you tool. Turn off the mics.
This is the Don and Mike Show.